Yeah, I have it up, but for some reason it's not working in
That's
here.
That's okay. WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man originally charged with capital murder is going to prison for aggravated robbery. 40-year-old Eugene Jenkins was one of two men involved in killing 18-year-old Raymond Cavazos nearly 2 years ago. Cavazos was shot in the head and robbed of his drugs, gun, and money. Jenkins entered a plea agreement where he will serve 30 years in prison. Co-defendant Clifton Montgomery of College Station was sentenced to life after he was convicted by a jury in August for the capital murder. The shooting took place while the victim's girlfriend hid in a closet and her three children were in a bedroom. Three former employees of the Hollister store in College Station have been arrested for stealing nearly $7,000 of items earlier this year. Police arrested a former manager, 24-year-old Lauren Camp of Bryan, along with 21-year-old Zachary Aldridge and 20-year-old Derek Mudd of College Station. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says they were contacted by Hollister's regional loss prevention manager after they received an anonymous tip.
They were upset at the employer for something that they perceived that they should have done, but the employer did not, and so this was as a form of revenge to get back at them.
Flieger says about $4,000 of merchandise stolen between April and August was returned. In an unrelated case, a Rockdale man is accused of assaulting a College Station police officer after breaking into a woman's apartment. The victim locked herself in a closet and called 911 to report her front door had been torn off its hinges and a man she didn't know was sitting in her living room. 18-year-old Jacob Heckman is accused of attempting to attack the policeman and scratching the arms of one of the officers so badly that it continued to bleed for more than 20 minutes. One of the two vacancies in this year's College Station school board race is contested. At the recent candidates forum, all three candidates were asked whether school discipline should be done by school staff or turned over to the courts. John Fedora says at a certain point, the courts will have to become involved.
Just depends on what level you're talking about. I think you handle it within the school district. I think the parents also have a big part to do with it. So we need to get the involvement of the parents into the system and have them actually try to handle it.
Ben Roper says it should be a combined effort.
If it's an extremely serious crime, assault, those kind of things, then absolutely the law enforcement community is going to have to be brought in and involved in that. Unfortunately, not all kids come from an ideal background where they get that at home. So the schools are having to take on a greater role.
Michael Weston says it's a balance of a number of factors.
I do believe that most discipline issues can be handled by school staff, but obviously it's a broad question. So when things get to be obviously out of control, then we need to bring people in.
You can hear all the comments from those participating in the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. December 1st starts regulations in College Station on the operation of pedal-pushing cabbies. Councilman Jess Fields, participating in his last regular meeting, led a unanimous council on dropping two requirements in the police department's proposal. Then, to Mayor Nancy Berry's surprise, Fields voted against the modified regulations without any explanation.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
No.
I oppose the overall deal. I'm glad to get it amended. It's better than it was.
I am so glad, Mr. Fields, that you are consistent to your last council meeting.
Operators of pedicabs won't be required to return lost property left behind by riders, and there's no cap on how much can be charged. The regulations apply citywide but are targeted in the Northgate District. And in July of last year, Union Pacific Railroad announced plans for a $200 million rail yard in Mumford. Landowners opposed to the project are now seeking relief from a federal agency. Kathleen Hubbard with the Brazos River Bottom Alliance says they filed a petition with the Surface Transportation Board to do a comprehensive review.
So part of this approval process would be an environmental review because of the dangers that we believe, you know, the project poses to the Brazos River and the Brazos Alluvium Water Aquifer, the residents in Mumford, you know, including the 500 students who attend Mumford School because this facility would be within a quarter of a mile of the facility.
UP spokesman Mark Davis says they've not seen the paperwork and they continue to be in the infancy of the planning stages.
Once you announce a project, then you get a little bit more idea and begin to get more detailed as far as what's going to occur to bring the project to fruition. So there's a lot of studying that needs to be done.
Hubbard says the Alliance, a group of about 50 landowners, farmers, small business owners, and residents, says there are more suitable sites instead of taking their highly productive cropland. Hubbard says the STB is the only regulatory agency on the state or federal levels that can assist them. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Siegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting the gala that you've always wanted to attend. We're delighted to announce that this year's charity ball will be a black tie tailgate with cheers and chandeliers to create an unforgettable evening at the Hilton in College Station. Ladies, it's time to put on a party dress, and guys, grab your tux for a great cause, the children of the Brazos Valley. Enjoy formal tailgating with live music and dancing, follies, live and silent auctions. We would love to see the community join us for a fun evening in Aggieland. Please visit jlbcs.org for details.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for the vacationing Scott DeLucia. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. It is 6:12, and it's time to check the numbers for the weather forecast brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. And as Scott says, here are the numbers. There should be the numbers.
It's okay. So far, you're just doing basically the same as Scott.
Well, unbeknownst to me, I see stuff moving in here. I don't have any idea, however, why no one else is hearing them.
Oh, I can give you a quick update
of the weather. That would be fantastic,
All
Kat.
Right. Today, we'll have patchy, dense fog before 9. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 83. We should have light southeastern winds becoming southern 5 to 10 miles per hour this morning. And tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 67 with southern winds around 10 miles per hour.
Outstanding. See, that's why you're here.
Oh.
Somebody has to be on top of things, and Lord knows it's not me.
Oh, no. There is a reason that you are in the control room and I'm in the newsroom.
Well, with everything that's gone on.
The Super Saturday Pack or choose the game.
Okay.
Is that Zach joining us this morning?
Are you
that
there, Zach?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
That wasn't me, was it?
No. Well, it was kind of. Somebody had left us turned on to sports. So when I went to sports. That's what the network carrying Aggie football was playing at 6:14 in the morning.
All right.
So speaking of sports, what do we got coming up, bud?
We have got a lot of stuff coming up. Johnny Manziel and the Aggs, of course, looked to bounce back from that big upset to Auburn. That still was hurting a little bit, so they looked to change that last Saturday. The Cowboys tried to take control of the NFC East yesterday, and the Red Sox and Cardinals squared off in Game 4 of the World Series. All that and more will be coming up in sports.
All you need to know about the Aggie game. Here's the Aggie game in a nutshell if you're not a football fan. There were 2 onside kicks, 5 quarterbacks, and 7 turnovers in one football game.
And I didn't even notice it because we were in the press box, and I didn't even realize that there was 5 different quarterbacks till you said something.
Mm. As we were sitting there watching it was just a weird, weird football game.
It was a weird Saturday. Did you catch the Mizzou game?
I saw some of that.
Holy cow.
And then the end of the World Series game Saturday night.
Yeah.
Usual put out ever. And then it ended weird last night, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
We'll cover all that, I'm sure, coming up in sports here in just a little bit. Before we do, though, it is time to hop headlong into birthdays. And where's my sheet?
I was about to say, you did tell me you were going to do them, right, Kevin? I didn't.
No, I gave you the birthday sheet. That's the one that's highlighted over there.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But before we do that, 3 days to Halloween, 6 days to daylight savings times end, 31 days till Thanksgiving, 58 days until Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And 1,180 days left of hope and change, in case you're keeping track at home.
What does that mean?
When Mr. Obama's not a president anymore.
Oh, I see.
Oh, we can wait for. Anyways, Joaquin Phoenix is turning 39 today. Of course, everybody knows Joaquin and his family.
He got weird. He thought he was going to be a rapper for a while.
I think he was already a little weird, but apparently that was for like a movie, right? I thought.
No, it was all a setup.
I think he just needs a little guidance. That's my personal opinion. He's one of the people on the list when I invite Lindsay Lohan for dinner and Amanda Bynes, and I'll invite Joaquin and say, Joaquin.
My come to Jesus meeting.
She's such a fixer.
He needs to walk the line, you know what I'm saying?
He's a cute little boy.
Very nice.
Matt Smith is turning 31. He is the current Doctor Who.
Yes,
there's umpteen jillion of them.
There's a new one coming in November, is there not?
Yes.
We're getting a new Doctor.
It's very, very exciting. I don't remember if it's the 50th or 75th or 20th.
I think it's the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who.
Some anniversary.
I don't want to know for sure because that puts me way far gone past the geek load.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure it's on either November 5th or November 9th.
I think you're correct.
I don't remember.
I don't either, but I know it's like the beginning of November.
It's Monday morning.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And it's going to be Monday morning all day.
That's what Google's for.
What else?
Dayanara Torres, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. Former Miss Universe.
I think that's correct.
She's turning 39 today. Trista Wren, Bachelorette, I guess. She was the...
Oh, Trista.
Trista. Was she the first one, Bachelorette?
Yes, I think so.
And then her and her firefighter husband got married or whatever. Brad Paisley's turning 41 today.
I like Brad Paisley.
You know, I used to like him so much better when he was just a country music singer, and then it just, it kind of, I don't know.
Now he's a... country music singer, host, and celebrity hubby.
Yeah, that, and I don't know. His song's just not my style anymore. Ben Harper's turning 44. Julia Roberts is turning 46 today.
Really?
Yes, and she definitely does not look 46.
Well, the funny thing is you rarely see her anymore. She does a lot of indie stuff, and now she's doing voiceovers for several people in commercials.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay attention because I know there's lots of, you know, Kiefer Sutherland does a ton, and I typically know when Jeff Bridges does them, but I have to keep my ear out for Julia.
It's a curse of being in radio for so long. I've listened for everybody's voice.
Yeah.
to the extent now that my daughter, somebody will be, Daddy, that's blah, blah, blah from some Disney show. It's like, yes, you are absolutely right, sweetie.
Oh, that's cool.
Andy Richter is turning 47.
There's a guy that's made a ton of money for doing nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I could do his job. Jamie Gertz is turning 48. She was Square Peg, 16 Candles.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Lost Boys, Less Than Zero. Go ahead.
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. I thought you had some kind of insight in there, Kevin.
No,
but
not
I should have known better. Lauren Holly is turning 50.
Okay.
Daphne Zuniga is turning 51, former Melrose Place actor. Yeah, Bill Gates is turning 58.
He's on money. Lots of it.
Yeah, so I wonder what his 58th birthday party is going to be like. I'm sure that's going to be fun. Annie Potts is turning 61.
I'd like to be invited to that party.
There you go. Bruce Jenner is turning 64.
Oh, poor Bruce.
Though he looks, I don't know what age Bruce Jenner looks
he
like.
He looks plat. Well,
he looks weird.
As Scott would say, part of him is turning 64.
Yeah. Dennis Franz is turning 69.
The part of him we've seen, I don't want to see how old he is.
And Charlie Daniels is turning 77 today.
No kidding.
So Devil went down to Georgia on Charlie Daniels' 77th birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
See, if I'd have planned ahead, I'd have had that ready. I'm not near as sharp as Scott is, however.
And that's all I've got.
Thank you, sir. It is 6:19, now 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're waking up with WTAW, the Infomaniacs, Les Scott, who is actually on vacation. So let's jump headlong into Hannity.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, according to an internal audit, the IRS paid up to $13.6 billion in bogus claims for the earned income tax credit last year. Now, Senator Tom Coburn points out that equals or exceeds the annual budgets of some federal agencies. And it gets worse. Over the last decade, as much as $132.6 billion taxpayer dollars have been paid out in bogus claims. Now, this audit already has some members of Congress questioning how the agency will be able to administer Obamacare. Now, IRS problems with tax credit, they're not new. In fact, the Treasury Inspector General said it warned officials about the problem way back in 2011. 2 years later, the agency still has not solved the situation, and they remain in violation of one of President Obama's executive orders.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You save, your guests rave. That's how it is at Blinds.com. The holidays are a busy time for the Hannity family. And when we needed new blinds, well, my wife and I went to Blinds.com. We saved a bundle. Take my advice. Replace those old window coverings with beautiful designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes from my friends at Blinds.com. Now, you got to hurry. Take advantage of these great October deals at Blinds.com, including a free upgrade to cordless. You'll also get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states, and free decorator help. Blinds.com. I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and InTech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a 5-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
You can get paid for spreading holiday cheer.
That's what elves do, and you can too, at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Click santas-wonderland.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Bryan and College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bryan and College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Bryan and College Station are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-287-7630. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-287-7630. That's 1-800-287-7630.
Hi, I'm Jason Bienski, Mayor of Bryan. I don't know if you've heard my opponent's commercials. Apparently he's been visiting some other city named Bryan. His Bryan is nothing but negative. The Bryan that you and I live in is growing and prospering. We have new businesses opening every month, like the IMAX last month and the new shopping centers opening soon. We have new employers moving to town, like Axis Pipe and Tube and biomedical companies. We have new streets and sidewalks going in. We have some of the lowest electric rates in the state, and our property tax rate is going down, not up. We have a great downtown with new businesses and a rotating crown on the Queen. Our Bryan's best days are ahead. Continue this momentum by rejecting my opponent's negative views. I need your vote to keep Bryan moving forward.
Vote for Mayor Jason Vyansky on November 5th. Don't forget that early voting begins on October 21st. Paid for by the Jason Vyansky campaign. Emmanuel Glockson, Treasurer.
More stimulus? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The next policy meeting for the Federal Reserve begins tomorrow, but most don't expect the Fed to scale back on its bond buying program just yet. Part of the problem is that the government shutdown prevented economic data used by the Fed to determine its strategy to be released. It's still possible that the Fed could act before the end of the year, though. The number of lawsuits by employees claiming religious discrimination is on the rise. Cases are not just about the trend of a 7-day work week treading on the Sabbath or religious clothing or grooming clashing with dress codes. One involved a trucking company being sued by a driver who objected to delivering alcohol because of his faith. European markets are mostly lower so far. This follows Asian markets, which were mostly higher. The Nikkei closed up over 2%. NASDAQ futures are up 8. S&P 500 futures up 2. The price of crude down around a nickel to $97.79 a barrel. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new Services Center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get it
started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:28. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Kat is here as well. We'll visit with her in your headlines here in just a little bit. Also, we'll get you caught up with sports at about 10 till. In the meantime, it's time to check your weather forecast. Looking at today, partly cloudy skies, 84 for your high. Tonight, cloudy, dropping off to 68. And tomorrow, much the same as today. We'll see partly cloudy skies yet again. A little warmer, though, 86 for the high. Winds out of the south today, south-southeast anyway, 10 to 20 miles an hour. We will pick up a 60% chance of rain coming up probably on Wednesday. So some much-needed rain that's not quite as needed as it was, but I think we're still a little bit behind. So with any luck, we'll catch up with that here directly. In the meantime, something you should know.
Technology is controlling more and more of our lives. And the primary reason is because we let it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because according to Time magazine, Wall Street's retirement plans and 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to safely grow money up to 10 to even 15% during the good years, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. Call now and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to build a tax-advantaged retirement income, get potential 10 to 15% growth during good years, and never lose in the next stock market crash. Call 800-342-4040 to discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 800-342-4040. 1-800-342-4040. Again, that's 1-800-342-4040. 1-800-342-4040.
Everyone knows you're not supposed to talk or text on the phone while you're driving. So why do so many people still do it?
We've been trained for many, many years to respond to a telephone ring. And so if a phone rings, or text Bings while you're in your car. Your hand will reach for that before your mind even engages.
Anne Catherine, author of the book Boundaries in an Overconnected World, says the thing to do is to get rid of the temptation in the first place.
Just silence your phone when you get in the car. I actually carry my phone silenced at all times. So when I am ready to pay attention, I turn it on, I check it, then I turn it off again. I use it when I'm ready to use it.
Another thing Anne has noticed is that people often use texts inappropriately.
Texting is great when you have to say, I'll be 15 minutes late. What it's not great for is working out issues, delivering emergency messages, truly connecting with other people.
And with all the time people are spending on their phones, they may be missing out on life.
I had such a sad example of that last month. I was in an old historic hotel on the top floor where the swimming pool was. A dad and his two teenage daughters were sitting at a table. I don't think the dad spoke more than two or three words to the kids. And the girls, each was on her own phone, not looking up, not being with each other in the presence in this beautiful place.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. Five for all the details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Before we hop into Cat, let's find out what's going on with the weather forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications.
Lots of moist air headed our way from Mexico. We'll see considerable cloudiness today with the risk of a shower. High temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 85. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Those will be near 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms are possible again tomorrow. We're up around 85. The moist flow continues into tomorrow night. Scattered showers, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station woman comes home to her apartment at 1 in the morning to find the door broken off its hinges and a man she doesn't know sitting in her living room. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman called 911 and was told to go to a secure location.
The subject is not cooperating. As far as the reasons, the connections to the area, the only address that he gave is from another county. So as for his reasons for being here and what his motivation was, at this point is unknown to us.
18-year-old Jacob Heckman of Rockdale was arrested for criminal trespassing, possessing marijuana, resisting arrest, and assaulting a policeman by scratching both arms of the officer, one arm so badly it continued bleeding for more than 20 minutes. In another case, an anonymous tip led to the arrests of three former employees of the Hollister store in College Station. Detectives were told Lauren Camp O'Brien took $5,000 of merchandise, and she let Zachary Aldrich and Derek Mudd also steal. According to the arrest report, Aldrich said Camp was stealing because she was upset he did not get a reward for stopping the former manager from stealing. Investigators learned the thefts took place between April and August, and the trio returned about $4,000 of merchandise. A second man accused of murdering a Bryan drug dealer in his home nearly 2 years ago has entered a plea agreement. Originally charged with capital murder, 40-year-old Eugene Jenkins of Bryan was convicted of aggravated robbery. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. In August, a jury convicted Clifton Montgomery of College Station of capital murder, and he was sentenced to life. The victim, 18-year-old Raymond Cavazos, fired the first shot during the altercation while his girlfriend hid in a closet and her three children, ages 4, 2, and 10 months, were in a bedroom. Jenkins and Montgomery then took off with Cavazos' gun, along with his drugs and money. College Station will regulate pedal-pushing cabbies the same as those in vehicles. Debate included whether to set a maximum charge. Julie Schultz says that wasn't a problem for an operation she visited. James Benham did not want a cap.
He might have a problem in 2 years when we haven't indexed the rate, and then he has a rate maximization, and then the next council doesn't want to come back and increase the rate and look like the bad guys for charging people more for pedicab rides on the way to an Auburn football game when they come back here.
After about 30 minutes of discussion, Blanche Brick was ready to move on.
This is taking longer than most pedicab rides. to get this done.
The council approved 14 pages of regulations. There is no price cap, and pedicab operators will not be required to return lost property left behind by riders. Federal assistance is being sought by opponents to Union Pacific Railroad's plan for a $200 million rail yard in Mumford. Kathleen Hubbard with the Brazos River Bottom Alliance says a request before the Surface Transportation Board to review the environmental, regulatory, and land use concerns is in addition to joining two other groups also opposed to eminent domain laws.
We are locking arms with Julia Trigg Crawford, and she is the lady who lives in Lamar County and has been fighting the Keystone Pipeline. And we're also locking arms with the League of Independent Voters. And what we want to do is we want to educate the citizens of Texas about the problems with the current eminent domain laws.
UP spokesman Mark Davis says they have not seen the petition and they are still studying design details of the rail yard.
I know they're still in what we refer to as the beginning stages of consideration or design work. Literally from a time of when there's the need of the facility announced to when even the first dirt is turned.
Hubbard says the STB has jurisdiction when the construction of new rail lines serves new industries and markets, which she says UP is doing with hydraulic fracking and the expanding coal export business. There will be one new member of the College Station School Board. Three are seeking the vacancy created with the retirement of Garland Watson. All were asked in a recent forum about what they thought was the most important issue facing CSISD. Ben Roper says it's how to deal with the growth of the district and how to pay for it.
If the bond election that's on the current election passes, that will be elementary school number nine. Before the end of the decade, there's also projected to need an intermediate school and a middle school and another elementary school.
Michael Wesson says the district has to address demographic and socioeconomic changes.
We really don't have a lot of technical skills and training and things like that. And I think that we're going to have to face some big long-term decisions about how we move forward and what's our vision of the future, both for kids who want to go into higher education and those kids who perhaps don't want to do that.
John Fedora says the district has to be aware of where to place future schools.
You're bordered to the east by Bryan, by the south by Navasota, and then you can only go so far to the west. So I think you're really going to have to take a look at where you're going to go and be very particular about where you pick and what sites you pick and what money you spend on property that you plan on developing at a certain time.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from everyone who participated in the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. WTAW News Time is 6:40 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-925-2393. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-925-2393. That's 1-800-925-2393.
In spite of it all, America remains the greatest country in the world. That's because America is defined by us, people like you and I, who believe we make the United States wonderful, not the politicians, but good, proud Americans who stand together to keep us strong, like AMAC and its nearly 1 million members. AMAC believes in traditional American values. They believe in God and country and family. In America. They believe it's worth fighting for. AMAC is 1 million Americans over 50 working together to leave our children and grandchildren an America they too will be proud of. That's why I'm joining AMAC. You should too. Let's stand together. Join today at AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. And please remember this. You don't need the AARP to get the benefits you deserve. AMAC has them. And AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Your patience has been rewarded. American Lube Center Tower Point under the water tower in College Station is now open. It's your fourth location, and now your vehicles will not only run great with our award-winning oil changes, but will look fantastic with our new full-service car wash and detail. Let us help you fall in love with your car all over again. American Lube Centers, best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Visit any of our four locations today. American Lube Centers Tower Point, now open.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Plus, qualified buyers can trade up with $500 trade assistance bonus cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11-4-13.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-925-2393. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-925-2393. That's 1-800-925-2393.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:44. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Weather Center for the weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation and Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation elevations, deep drilled bell bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Cloudiness will be moving across the area the next several days. It's coming up out of Mexico. That moist air could set off scattered showers or a thunderstorm today. Highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows overnight near 70. Tomorrow we'll have clouds. We could have a shower or a storm. 85. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms possible. 65 to 70. More showers and storms on Wednesday. High of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor. Sorry about that,
guys. That's okay.
I'm Zach Taylor with your sports. Coming up, Johnny, will he play? Did he play? We'll find out whenever the Aggies took on Vanderbilt last Saturday. The Cowboys took on the Detroit Lions yesterday, looking to take a big lead in the NFC East. And the Boston Red Sox, the St. Louis Cardinals play game four of what is already a wild series. So all that and more coming up in sports.
What has been an otherwise disappointing time for A&M defense, they showed some sparks of brilliance.
Yeah, and they got sacks. What we were looking at, they matched their
season total in one game.
In sacks, yeah. So maybe there's good times ahead on the horizon for the Aggie D.
Not to get into the nuts and bolts of it, but you and I are the sports guys. Miss Kat can join in, of course. But as we're sitting there watching the game, it kind of strikes you as, gosh, you know, the defensive line actually kind of knew what they were doing. Now, granted, it was Vandy, but Vandy beat Georgia. So, you know, fingers crossed with any luck, maybe we turn the corner with the defense a little bit. We haven't, however, turned the corner with our health care system in the United States of America.
What else is new?
Well, you know, the thing with this whole thing, everybody's freaking out because the website doesn't work. You call the 800 number, they tell you to go to the website. Well, they're getting those bugs ironed out. Those you could let go of a little bit. But the Federal Data Service Hub cratered over the weekend. And from all the important people's mouths, they're saying that, you know, this was the strength of this system. This was the part that worked. And now it don't. So where does that leave Obamacare? Nobody at this point knows. But if you watched any of the Sunday shows, Press the Meat, all of those that are just ridiculous at this point, they were all hammering it. And some of these are relatively left-leaning media outlets. I'm not going to go into detail on who and what, but a lot of them really let loose on Obamacare, and I was surprised to see it, quite frankly, because you just don't see that happen that often. At least I don't think so.
When your website's not working, everything else just goes to pot, I'm telling you.
I know it does here.
Yeah, WTAW goes down for just a little bit, and at least the website does. And
it brings much consternation to people walking around this building, I promise you. But I actually heard some interesting political analysis of all things after the football game's over and I've done everything and I'm traveling between, I'm actually the public address announcer for the A&M hockey team. So I had about 20 minutes between the football game and going to my hockey game where I was driving back home to change, whatever. And I'm listening to radio stations from all over the country. And one of the guys that was on was talking about the fact that politics has turned into wrestling. And when I flesh this out, I promise it will make more sense. Because initially I went, no, this is just, that's absurd and ridiculous. But if you think about it, if you're not an aficionado of wrestling, then you may or may not know. But it's fake.
Oh, so we're talking like WWE.
Yes.
Here I was thinking this is like Olympic sports.
No, like real WWE wrestling. Because if you think about it, the two guys in spandex look like they hate each other and they're trying to kill each other.
Right.
They're breaking out the chairs, throwing people through tables, saying things that we can't say on the radio, and it goes on and on and on and on, and just spitting fire and vinegar at one another. When it's done, they go to the back because they're working together. They're a business partnership. Because if one guy makes the other guy look good, everybody makes money.
Right.
Or makes them look bad. And the same holds true with Biden and Reid and Pelosi and President Obama.
Mm.
No matter what happens back and forth, I would venture a guess, and this is kind of the rumor mill anyway, these people all sit down and go have a drink. Now, there may be some heated exchanges, but it's not like they're killing one another other than when they're in front of us with the chairs and the tables. It's a wrestling match. I'm telling you.
It's all fake, Kevin? Is that what you're trying to say? It's all fake?
Well, the Capitol is round. You could fit an octagon in there, and I'd rather see them fight it out that way than the way they're doing
it now.
Oh,
wow, in a cage.
Let's see them go at one another for real, and let's get something done.
So who's the guy? I don't know what his name is. You can tell me. The guy with the hat, the cowboy hat that announces that it's like Tucker's hero.
JR. He's actually an Oklahoma alum.
So who is JR on the political spectrum? Is that well, Rush?
His equivalent.
Yeah, well, no, because Rush actually...
He's kind of biased.
JR kind of calls it down the middle, except for the really, really bad guys. And because, you know, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, the other side is the really, really bad guy. That's the only difference, really, between that and the WWE. You know who the bad guy is in wrestling. When you're looking at Capitol Hill, not so much. Something to consider, yes, I know. All right, we'll get to Plant Talk Texas here in just a minute. Also, Zach will update you with the sports. It is 651 today. We're topping out at 84 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 60. At WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Heirloom tomatoes are probably more popular today than they were when they were new. Antique roses are as commonplace as today's modern hybrids. So where are the shrubs of yester landscape? What's happened to the plants our grandmothers grew? And why aren't they just as good today? Unsung Shrubs for Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. There are some absolutely wonderful shrubs that have fallen along the garden path over the last several decades. They're out there just waiting to be rediscovered, but until advocates step forth and ask for them, nurserymen will keep growing the shiny new plants that sell best. I have some pages from our landscaping scrapbooks. These are plants you'll see behind you and your relatives in all those family photos. We're going to start with Italian jasmine. This is one of the most durable of all landscaping shrubs in Texas. It grows to 4 to 5 feet tall and 5 or 6 or 7 feet wide. Its leaves are the darkest dark green of any landscaping shrub, and it's almost never bothered by insect, disease, soil, or climatic problems. I've grown it for all of my life, and I've never never seen a problem with it. It's a wonderfully soft, arching plant visually, so it works well in covering sloping areas, also as a relief to taller, coarse-textured shrubs. It grows quickly, and it tolerates everything from full sun to moderately heavy shade. It produces multitudes of small yellow blossoms from late winter on. It's not showy, but it's always gorgeous. Then there's primrose jasmine. If you want something just a little bit larger, go with this evergreen shrub, like its sister, Italian jasmine. Primrose jasmine is arching, but it gets 5 or 6 feet tall and 6 or 7 feet wide, a little bit bigger than Italian jasmine. It has larger, lighter green foliage, and the flowers are considerably larger and double, more than one row of petals. It's reliably winter hardy in the southern two-thirds of the state. It deserves much wider planting. Its flowers really are showy. Oh, one of my favorites of all time is Chinese photinia. Just when you thought you'd give up on photinias forever because of the disease problems, you realize there's been an old standby waiting in the wings. Chinese photinia has been in our landscapes for a century or more. It doesn't have the coppery new growth that red tip does, but it also doesn't have those problems. It grows best in full or nearly full sun. It'll get 15 to 20 feet tall. The main problem is availability. Your best bet would be to find chance seedlings and then grow your own. It does have powdery mildew problems in the spring that red tip doesn't have, but the fungal leaf spot that's just killing red tip photinias does not bother Chinese photinia. Oh, and a couple of plants that I like a lot, and I don't really have much time to talk about them, standard nandina, the old-fashioned standard nandina, and glossy abelia. I'm Neil Sperry, the least planned part of your landscape, probably. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson. A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at grandstaffordtheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan's Ballroom Dance, then dance the night away at the Voices for Children benefit concert featuring Del Castillo. Friday, November 15th. Get tickets at grandstafordtheater.com. Additional support provided by Coffee Corner and Denise Bermudez.
All right, Zach, until I get this figured out in the bed thingy, it's your turn. Go, sports now.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's sports time. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Starting things off, some high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated topped Oak Ridge 41-23. Bryan fell to the Woodlands at home 21-14. Rudder was ousted by Willis 44-14. Navasota topped Rockdale 42-21. And St. Joseph beat Shiner St. Paul in a shootout 75-50. Rounding out area play, College Station routed Westbury Christian 48-7. Well, Johnny Manziel threw for 305 yards and 4 touchdowns in less than 3 quarters on Saturday as number 14 Texas A&M bounced back with a 56-24 victory over Vanderbilt. It was questionable if Johnny would play on Saturday since he hurt his shoulder against Auburn the week before, but in Johnny's mind, there was never any doubt. And we'll hear from Johnny later. Something's wrong with my audio. The win did improve the Aggies to 6-2 on the season and 3-2 in SEC play. They also jump up from number 16 to number 14 in the BCS standings, and they'll host UTEP this Saturday at Kyle Field. The Texas A&M soccer team was not as lucky yesterday after they dropped a 2-0 decision to the number 7 Florida Gators, falling to 8-2 in SEC play. The Aggies will wrap up the regular season on Thursday when they host LSU Tigers in a 7 p.m. contest at Ellis Field. And Aggie volleyball was unable to hand number 11 Missouri its first loss of the season as the Tigers won their school record 25th consecutive match yesterday afternoon at Reed Arena. It looked like it was in the bag, but after being held only 10 points in the first half, the Dallas Cowboys exploded in the second half, scoring 20 points to take a 30-24 lead of the Detroit Lions with just over a minute left, but that was too much time for Matt Stafford and company as they rove down the field 80 yards to score the winning touchdown. The Dallas D collected 5 turnovers on the day, but still allowed 629 yards of total offense. And in Game 3 of the World Series last night, it was a weird finish. It actually ended with a pickoff that ended the game. The Sox won that one 4-2 to tie up the series. Johnny Gomes hit a 3-run home run. And that's been your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in...